I was specifically told by many of the girls that they were medicated, and I sensed that many of the others were medicated. I didn't ask them about the medications, but at times they would voluntarily talk about the fact that they were medicated and complain about the side effects. One girl dragged me to the point that she really had difficulty keeping her eyes open to read while we were tutoring, and would complain specifically. She would apologize over and over. She really enjoyed our time together and didn't want to be falling asleep, and would apologize to me, feeling that she was being disrespectful. And I felt sorry for her, having no control over when she was going to be medicated and when she was going to be drowsy. There was a girl who I saw lose a lot of weight, gain a lot of weight. I commented, I hadn't seen her in a number of weeks, and I came back and she had lost a good amount of weight in not that long a time, and I said, it looks like you've lost weight, and she said, they changed my medication. And I had other girls complain about their weight, and they would specifically say that they were heavy because of the medication they were taking. And there were other girls who were also frequently drowsy and would complain about the timing of the medication that they were given, that it was given to them so that they would be drowsy in the afternoon and be ready to go to bed. I mean, a girl was complaining that she was falling asleep at going to bed at 6 o'clock at night, when I think in the evening they had some free time that they valued, where they could watch TV or read, and that she was sort of missing out on that. I realized after a bit of time that it wasn't just the first few students I saw were untidy, but that all of the girls had clothes that had stains or food, dirt, holes in them, that the laundry wasn't being done regularly, that they weren't given clean clothes on a regular basis, and that the clothes weren't kept in good repair. They all wore the same sort of turquoise colored t-shirt. There were navy sweatshirts, sort of navy kind of sweatpants, and all of them were just not clean and not in good repair. And besides just the discomfort of wearing clothes that are dirty, it was just another thing on a long list of conditions that really, I think, communicated to the girls that they were not worthy of being cared for. A lot of times they would show up for tutoring with a snack. There must have been, I don't know if the dinner schedule was strange. It seems that sometimes they ate dinner as early as 4:30, and sometimes it was as late as 6:30. I don't know what the changes were related to. And when they showed up with food, I'm not clear. Some girls would sometimes say, this is a snack, a treat I saved from earlier, or it could have been something that they were bringing from dinner, but it was always some sort of processed food, something sugary, high in fat, chips, cookies, artificial fruit punch that was blue, nothing that looked really nutritious. I don't know how they ate for dinner. I had no access to any information about that. I did have a girl who was a vegetarian, and she would complain about not having her own meal that was appropriate for her. She would just sort of get whatever side dishes didn't have meat in them. There wasn't a vegetarian entree. I don't know if that was consistently, but frequently she wasn't given an entree.